outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
And now, broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, you're listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning. If you'd like to take part in the show today, please dial 323-203-0815. And now, here are your program hosts, Sam and Steph, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Friday, December 16th.
Good morning.
Hi. I'm a little sad this morning.
I know. It's a bittersweet, bittersweet show.
Our last show together.
No.
We've had a good run.
Never say that, though. You don't know. I mean, yeah.
Okay.
For now. Last show for now.
Okay.
There's hope for the future.
Yeah, well, it might be too late when you return. I'm sorry to say that.
Well, no. I mean, like, you never
just
know.
Like with
a
your
year
boyfriend,
from now.
You know?
2 years from now.
Is your boyfriend going to still be around when you return?
I don't have a boyfriend, Sam.
Okay. You don't call him a boyfriend.
Someone's feisty this morning. Jeez.
I'm not.
I'm just kidding. No, I just mean in the near future in general. You
okay.
know, a year
You're
from now,
always
2 years
welcome.
From now. You never know. Yeah.
You're always welcome
well,
to
I
come
and
visit.
Well, I plan to come by and stalk you
yeah.
when I get back in April.
That'll be cool. Really.
I'll be here every day in April.
Yeah.
visiting.
So have you had fun those 3 months? Have
I've
you
had,
enjoyed yourself?
Oh, yeah. I've had such a grand time. Again, I'm really disappointed. I mean, if it weren't for the film, I would absolutely be continuing this after the new year.
Right.
You know? So it is, you know, bittersweet.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, the nice thing is I have something to look forward to right now. So
exactly.
I'm looking forward to that and not trying not to focus on this. But all good. They always say, you know, good things only end badly. You know, otherwise they wouldn't end. Or how's that phrase? But that's not
like
true.
That. No, it's not true
not
at
true
all.
At
I'm glad we're ending it on a positive note.
Yeah.
You know, we'll have great memories together, and the archives are always going to be there, you know.
I'm excited. Yeah, that's really cool. I like that.
We can always go back there and remember the time.
Reminisce.
Yeah.
I love it. That's what I'll be doing.
Oh, wow.
Just
just don't let your kids ever hear this when you have kids.
Really?
They might not want to know too much about their mom.
Yeah, I suppose. I don't think I said anything that was so bad to the point that I'm like,
no.
I don't want anybody to ever hear that.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I think if we got to that point, you probably want me to edit it out.
Right,
but,
right.
But no, I think...
I will say, though,
right.
I started out a little more like total open book.
Yeah.
And as the show progressed, I started to realize, oh, I need to filter this a little bit because I got in trouble a few times.
Yeah, and people listen, you know.
Yeah.
When you sit in here, you don't realize that people are listening.
Yeah, it's so intimate. People don't know. We're in like, you know, a studio, a room.
Right.
It's private. It's just me and Sam in here with a... You know, technology crap that he touches and I don't. So.
You can touch it if you want. Do you want to drive?
You don't want me
you
to.
You can drive.
God only knows. We'll have honking sounds, weird, crazy things happening. I went to the improv last night to see our guest from yesterday, Andrea.
Oh, you did see Andrea last night?
Andrea. I keep saying Andrea.
Yeah,
it's
know.
It's spelled Andrea, but Andrea, okay.
Right.
He's a little cliff thingy. Okay, anyway. it was hysterical.
Really? She's funny, huh?
Yeah. So, and
she's
not
good.
Just her. I mean, she was one of, like, probably a good 10 comedians they had.
Mm.
I mean, it was a two-hour show.
Yeah.
She hosts it though. Like
right.
It's her show, Friends with Benefits. But she had a ton of comedians on, and everyone, for the most part, everyone was really funny. I'd say there was like one or two weaklings in there that, you know, need a little shaping up. But.
Yeah. So you were lucky, I guess, you know, because you know, the times I've been there was maybe one or two funny ones.
Really?
But that was about it. Yeah.
Yeah, but mind you, also, like, everyone's drinking, you know.
Yeah.
We're all drinking. We're good. It's all about when you are in the 2 hours. Like, you know, starting off the show is a little bit rocky because, well, first of all, people are still kind of getting comfortable. They haven't had enough to drink yet.
Right.
You know, if you're right in the middle, people have had at least a drink or two.
Yeah.
They're enjoying it, you know. So that's when I, but, and especially at the end, like, I started to get kind of I didn't realize how long it was going to be.
Uh-huh.
So after an hour and a half, I was like ready, you know,
an hour and
a half was enough.
Yeah.
So those last 30 minutes were more of like, you're not going to make me laugh no matter how funny you are, because I'm just ready to go.
I'm tired.
Yeah. So I'm sure they were hysterical. It just was, I'm like ready to go. Yeah.
I know. It's hard to take too much of it, you know? I mean, and some comedians have like a 45-minute routine, believe it or not. Those are long.
Crazy.
I don't know how they can remember all the material for so long.
Yeah, well, you know? I think they start to get just, they get so used to it. It's like, you know, being, just talking to the group, really, yeah. You know? You don't, I think the key is to not go with the purpose of making people laugh. I mean, you know, open up to them and it naturally starts to become funny. Like, the things that I found the most funny last night were the things that I related to, that I was like, oh my God, that's so right. You know, I did that last week.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Ha, ha.
I know. Comedians are pretty good with that, you know, picking up on human nature and things that we do, and you can relate to them. Absolutely, and that's what makes it funny.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Because you've been there, done that.
Yeah, we had a female, I can't remember her name, another comedian on like a month or two ago, and since her, I had mentioned, like, I actually, this is something I'm interested in trying out eventually.
Yeah.
So when I get back, Andrea did say she would let me do an act.
Really? Like an open mic type of a thing?
Yeah. So I plan to do it for at least, you know, 2-3 minutes. See? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you're not doing enough as it is, right?
Well, that's true. But, you know, I like to try new things, and I think it'd be fun. And I have so much material I always write down funny things that happen to me. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
eventually
cool.
I'd like to put it into a sitcom pilot or a TV show, which that's what everyone does. Like, all these TV shows you see, like, usually they're things that, you know, over the course of time they've, you know, put together. It's not something they just made overnight.
Right, yeah.
So, I want to definitely do that. I think it'll be fun.
That'll be cool. I'll have to come and watch you.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be invited.
So
let us know when you're going to do comedy. I can't wait for that.
It'll be in April for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's really risky, you know? I mean, if you bomb, it's like, I mean, to me, it would be like the worst thing, you know?
Really?
I'd go and jump off a roof or something.
Yeah, I don't plan on bombing. That's the thing.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure there are times where there won't be many laughs or, you know, whatever. But that's not the point. You know, the point is, I think, to just go up and have fun. And if, as long as you're comfortable and, you know, get a few giggles from people, you're fine.
Yeah.
Whatever. The thing is, there was one girl and she even said, you know, oh, she's new. So, but, you know, you could smell it on her, you know.
Yes.
You could just smell the fear. So automatically, she just was not funny.
Oh,
not funny.
Wow.
Nope.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there weren't crickets. That was just me personally. You know, I mean, there were laughs in the room. I was just kind of like, oh, God. That's also because I've acted. You know, I've done some kind of funny shit. And I, you know, you just, you know.
So it wasn't funny. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, it happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's cool. And so when are you leaving? Monday for your vacation?
Wednesday
you're leaving.
Is when I leave to see my family. Yeah,
right.
The East Coast. And I'll be gone for 2 weeks. Then I'll come back here just for like 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
And then I'll be gone for 3 months.
What's the weather back there? Is it snowing?
Cold. No, I don't think it's snowing yet.
Mm.
I'm sure it will be, though. Every time I go home, it snows.
Yeah.
Which is nice. You know,
yeah,
I get a little bit
nice.
Of it for a day or two. I don't mind that.
Yeah.
Living in it? No, thank you.
No, huh?
Yeah. Today and yesterday are the first days, though, that I've actually worn my winter coat.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's
And you know what? Today is not that cold, actually.
I guess it isn't, but in the mornings, it's always cooler. Like, I know this will come off in the middle of the day, but this morning was a little cold. I was shivering.
I know, and it started raining yesterday afternoon, too, which was weird. I didn't expect that.
That's the other thing. I got stuck in literally 2 hours of traffic yesterday. I was so pissed off.
Really?
Yeah, I was on my way to a friend's house because we were going to the improv show, but the improv thing didn't start till like 9, but... Of course, I'm driving around 5 o'clock, and I was ready to kill somebody. I had to call my mom. I had to have somebody calm me down because I start to get, like, you know, you have no control over it.
Yeah, you feel so helpless.
Suffocating in my car for 2 hours. I had to go get gas. I was just so angry.
I know.
I had to get calmed down. Whew!
I know. I can't stand, like, you know, like parking lots. I mean, that's what it's like when you drive, like, at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, it's horrible. Nothing like LA traffic. I was trying to explain that to my mom. She's like, well, I mean, I'm sure I hate traffic too. I'm like, Mom, you have no idea. I'm angry. She's like, well, Washington, D.C. I'm like, that is
Nothing's close
to
LA.
Yeah, nothing compares to LA traffic. And what pisses me off is it only takes one idiot, you know, to not be looking and to get into a car accident to slow down thousands and thousands of other people.
Yeah.
So not only was it raining, there was a huge car accident on the 405. I mean, sorry I'm complaining, but.
Yeah. Did you hear about this tanker that caught on fire on the 60 freeway 2 days ago? And they had to close down the freeway. I mean, that was like a gas tanker, you know. So,
no way.
Yeah, I mean, the fire was like fierce. And they had to stop the traffic in both directions. Now, can you imagine you're on the freeway.
Mm-hmm.
They stop the traffic and you're going nowhere. You know you're going to sit there for several hours. I would go crazy. I don't know what I would do.
Horrible.
But, you know, you never know that it's going to happen. You're just on the road.
I mean, fortunately, suddenly, like most people have like an iPad now, or, you know, or iPhone,
right.
So they can do the internet. Like, that's the problem with me is my phone's like a one penny, no internet, so I can't do anything.
Yeah.
At least you probably have internet on your phone.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, if I drove somewhere, if I drove home from work, I'm not going to like use the GPS and stuff, you know, so
right.
I'm not going to know this is happening.
No, right, right.
Yeah.
I mean, just to keep you busy and, you know, as you're, you know, in traffic for 3 hours.
Oh, I see. Okay, to keep you busy.
Yeah. That'll probably make another car accident.
Yeah.
Not 100.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing I wanted to talk about because they're talking about, you know, let's see, where is it? Oh, about, you know, banning phones in the car. Because apparently, you know, there was an accident, like a pileup of about 13 cars.
What?
Yeah, like a few months ago. And I guess they figured that it was caused by a guy in his pickup truck who was talking on the phone and texting. So, you know, they're saying it's probably, you know, obviously, I think texting is very dangerous, you know, because you have to get your eyes off the road.
And it's illegal. I mean, you're not supposed to. You know, if you were to, a cop was to see you texting, I mean, you would get pulled over and get a ticket.
Yeah.
But what do you mean, like, ban phones in the car? I mean, the phone is in my purse and it can be, you know, over there, but to have it not in the car at all is ridiculous, you know?
Yeah. No, no, not to have it in the car, but not to use it.
Yeah.
Which I don't think is gonna work, you know, because, you know, like they're saying, you know, we're really hooked on our phones, you know, and I don't think anybody's gonna go for that. You know, I mean, people running their business from the car, you know, on their phones and stuff. But you see, with a phone, I don't think you really, you know, if you have like a hands-free phone, for example, then you don't need to really take your eyes off the road. You know, you just call and that's it. But with texting, it's a whole different thing. You know, you gotta focus. You gotta take your eyes off the road. And so I think texting should be banned. But
I thought it already was. I'm confused here. I thought you were not allowed. I mean,
no, not in all places. Not in all states.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All states. That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I think here it's literally like a $300 ticket.
Is it really?
At least.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you even see like on the boards, you know, they're blinking lights saying no texting. You know, you will be charged. Blah blah blah.
Right. Yeah.
They take it really serious in LA.
Oh, yeah.
But that
doesn't
stop anyone. That's the sad thing. It doesn't stop anyone.
Yeah, I know. People still do it.
Because how often are you going to... I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm guilty of doing it once in a blue moon. But, you know, it's very... How do you even get caught if you're smooth? Like, I'm like low... It's low down there. I'm like... I'm at the point now where I can text without looking at my phone.
Uh-huh.
You know? Horrible.
Wow.
But be careful. I do want to give a quick shout out.
Okay.
To a good girlfriend of mine. She actually stopped by LA Talk Radio yesterday, and we exchanged she's a jewelry maker.
Oh.
Shonda.
Uh-huh.
Of Stone Seduction. Mm-hmm. That's her company's name, and she makes jewelry. Her jewelry is literally like art, because I'm very picky. Like, I don't like boring stuff. I like stuff that's truly unique.
Right.
And, oh, my God, I left with, like, 6 necklaces and 3 bracelets.
Wow.
So we made a little trade-off. She got some of my vintage bags and stuff. But, she, you know, her stones are from all over the world, and it's kind of like healing jewelry. Look it up anyway, though. If you haven't done your Christmas shopping, like, these are the perfect gifts for girls.
Now, what's healing jewelry? What does it do?
Healing jewelry, I couldn't even really truly elaborate on that. But, like, there are different kinds of stones that have different meanings. And, you know, guys usually are, like, totally, like, this is stupid. It's a girl thing, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
For the most part. But, like, certain stones, you know, have healing powers. Or, you know, you wear it in a certain place, and, you know, it just brings good energy. Or, you know, different stones mean wealth. It, like, there's different symbolism in different kinds of stones and beads.
But you don't really expect it to heal you from anything, right? From any ailments.
I mean, I personally don't. I mean, I I like healing jewelry. It makes me feel good. I feel like a good vibe and energy. I mean, I don't expect it to cure me from like cancer if I, you know, I mean, if I already get it. But some people I'm sure do. Who knows? Yeah. And if I think if you believe that, then it's true. Believe and it will happen.
It's all psychological. Yeah, there you go.
Yep, exactly. Stone seduction, though. I mean, seriously.
Uh-huh.
I don't usually talk highly about different jewelry, whatever, anything, but
yeah.
I'm in love with this jewelry.
Well, awesome. So people check it out. What's her name again?
Shonda.
Shonda.
I'm going to pronounce her last name wrong, and then she'll get mad at me. Shonda DiCaprio, I want to say.
DiCaprio.
She's on my Facebook.
Okay. Yesterday you insisted on taking the pictures with your camera, which I think the pictures came out like shit.
No yeah? way!
I mean, the color was terrible.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you didn't notice that
okay,
when
well,
you
first
posted
of all,
the picture?
I'm not going to lie. They weren't that great, but they're all, let's just say that they were better than the pictures that you normally put.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Oh, they are. They at least have a little more like, I don't know. Yours are so flat. You know, but also it really depends on the person that took our picture, for example. They keep I learned this yesterday because I took a picture with Shonda when she was here,
right.
And our picture turned out perfect. The lighting in that one's perfect, and it's because when he took the picture, he didn't include the light, you know, the ceiling. So if you lower your camera so that the ceiling's not there, the lighting's better. If you have that ceiling light in, it just fogs it all up and it makes it funky. It doesn't. So you weren't impressed.
Okay. Well, I'm posting my pictures today, and you tell me. If you don't like them, I'll take them down.
Man.
But you'll see. It's a lot better.
No, they're not.
Yours looked like it was burned or something, you know?
Really?
The colors in it, yeah.
I tried to fix them a little in post.
Oh, thank you. Didn't do great.
That bad, really. Gee, thanks. I thought it was better.
Okay, well, it's not criticism of your picture-taking abilities. It's the camera, you know, or the lighting.
Well, it is a crappy camera, but I think that's one of my Christmas presents this year.
Yeah.
A new camera.
You need to get yourself a smartphone. You're probably the only one that doesn't have one.
I know, I'm really bad. But the thing is, like, I don't want it. That's the thing. I don't even care to have one. I have no desire.
Really?
I don't, like, even this phone that I currently have, I could have internet on this if I chose to.
Yeah.
I just don't want it.
Yeah.
I'm in front of my computer enough that I like to have the excuse to be able to walk away.
Right.
And not, you know, not have to check my email.
But you have visual voicemail, you have, you know, the history of your text and everything. It's kind of cool, you know?
Why do I need the history of my text messages?
I don't know. I don't know. To see what you wrote somebody, you know, a few months ago or, no, not even if you're following up on a conversation you're having.
See, well, put it this way. I've never had the need to do that. Like,
anything that's
super important that was text me, I lock it in.
Okay.
So no matter what I delete, that text message will stay because it's locked in.
Okay. All right.
See, like, you're underestimating these little cheap phones.
I guess I do. I know. We've become so spoiled with all these new phones, you know? And, I mean, yeah, I've got an iPhone. I rarely use any of the features there. You know, I just use it as a phone and texting machine.
I mean, I'm not going to deny. I think they're super cool.
Yeah.
I would love one
They are cool.
But I don't need it. And I feel like it could truly, I'm already obsessed with the internet. It could truly become a problem. You know, is there like an anonymous group? You know, there's Alcohol Anonymous. Is there one for internet? You know,
probably.
Internet.
Oh,
forums?
For internet? Yes, there is.
Is there?
Yeah,
oh,
there
my
is.
Gosh.
Yeah, there are like Facebook addicts and things
holy
like
cow.
That, yeah.
But there would actually be self-help groups for this then.
I'm sure, yeah. It's been recognized as an addiction to get on the internet, yeah.
Well, and it is. I mean, there are people who can't, you know, go a day without Facebook.
Yeah.
I mean, can't. Absolutely not.
Yeah. I know. I mean, people do all kinds of crazy shit on the internet too, you know, which really is scary sometimes. Because you have people out there with, you know, sometimes I like going to chat rooms that, like I have a stats program that tells me where people come from into the website. So.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So yesterday I saw there's this group of people who all they do is call radio stations and disrupt them, you know, with phone calls and shit. So they pick up that's why I remember we had that asshole the other day calling in that I couldn't understand what the hell he wanted. He was
incoherent. Well, that guy was just playing a joke.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. That's what they do.
Yeah.
So I was on to them last night, and I saw what's going on. You know, I mean, they just go, okay, find a show. You know, they usually go to other stations, whatever, on the internet, and they just call into the show. And they tried to do it with us last night, but all our shows were already replays. You know, it was after 9 o'clock.
That's so weird. These people clearly have no lives.
Obviously. You know, I mean, what's the point?
This is going to be fun. I'm going to spend hours calling radio stations.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, it's probably a bunch of teenagers and shit. And you wonder, this is what they do. I mean, this is the future of our country, is these kind of people.
True, yeah. I mean, when I was a teenager, though, I did some prank phone calling.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, not often, you know, but once in a blue moon, we'd call a pizza place or just call a random house. But it's usually somebody we knew personally, you know, and we'd play a joke on them.
Yeah.
Oh, I love doing
that. That's different, yeah.
But once in a blue moon, yeah, not radio stations, come on.
Yeah. I know.
Kids are getting too bored these days.
They really do. They get bored, man.
Okay, I have a really random question.
Okay.
I saw just a news article about this. The title is, I told my boyfriend I'm a transgender. Okay?
Yeah.
So my question is for you. You probably know already where I'm going with this. But if you were in a relationship with a female and, you know, you truly started to like her.
Mm-hmm.
Even maybe loved her. Or you're falling in love. And then she tells you that she was once a man.
Uh-huh.
How would you feel about that? I mean, would that change the way you look? I mean,
it's really hard to know, you know, because I don't know how involved I would be with her at that point. But are you saying, like, maybe after a couple of years or something?
No. I mean, after a few months. But I mean,
after a few months.
Fall in love quick.
Yeah.
Usually.
That's true.
From what I hear, at least.
After a few months. No, I would probably leave.
Really?
I would probably leave, yeah, because of the lie.
If it was your wife now and she told you
it's
she's
deception.
Transgender, you wouldn't.
Yeah, no, I'd throw her out of there. Are you kidding me?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Because it's a lie, because of the fact that she lied.
But I mean,
not because
of
the fact that she was once a man.
Yeah, but wouldn't you know from the genitals? I mean, the thing is that I don't think it looks the same when they do the surgery. Yeah. I really don't.
I don't know. There's some pretty amazing surgeons out there. I mean, clearly, like, a lot of people, I don't know, this guy did not know.
I would know. And they probably get, like, fake boobs, too, don't they? Or do they get natural boobs
from
other hormones?
Yeah, but who in L.A. doesn't have fake boobs?
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
Most girls have fake boobs here. So that would be nothing new. I would not get suspicious about that.
Yeah. Wow.
You have fake boobs, you're transgender. You're a man!
Wow.
I've always wondered that what they would feel like on you, you know? Like,
yeah.
They're harder, they're like up, they're different, they're like balloons in you.
Yeah, I know.
But to have them on you, like, I would actually feel, I don't think I'd like it.
No, I don't think you would.
They're truly
it's like
fake.
Foreign objects, you know, in your body. I don't know if I would, you know, I don't know, and I don't think they're attractive at all.
And I'd be terrified one of them would pop. I mean, you hear these stories, it's possible.
Yeah.
For, you know, can you imagine one of your boobs, it just pops? I'm saying they're like water balloons. It can happen.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, man, that's scary.
It is. It's scary shit,
man.
You have
to be cautious. Like, you can't have somebody pounce on you.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah, you're just saying. I guess they're shopping. I guess Casey Anthony is being shopped by... a TV executive he's asking for $750,000, you know, on her behalf.
Wait, explain this. Why?
Yeah, she's got, that's what I didn't understand. But
I thought you were
going to
say she's
going
to be on a reality show now.
No. This is for an interview.
Oh.
So there's a TV exec who is trying to shop an interview for her for $750,000.
Okay.
And so far there's not many takers, you know. I guess they're saying many cable networks have declined, like Disney, TLC.
Well, of course, Disney
A&E
would.
And Lifetime. Yeah.
Can you imagine the Disney Channel having Casey Anthony special?
Yeah.
Interview with Casey Anthony.
Yeah, that's true. Why would he shop it there, right?
Yeah. Not smart. Not a smart move.
Yeah. But I just completed the book. I finally finished the book.
How was it?
Prosecuting her. And it was just amazing, you know. I mean, to read of what a liar she is and how she got away with all this shit. And, you know, ultimately, I think the jury maybe did not understand what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they just didn't deliberate
as much.
What do you
mean, why? Because you think they made the wrong choice? Or?
Yeah, I think they made the wrong choice. And obviously, most people think they did.
Mm-hmm.
because there was the evidence there. I mean, I didn't feel that, you know, even though the whole book discussed the forensic evidence and all that, there still were kind of like doubts there. You know, I mean, the thing is, when you take the whole book,
there are always going to be doubts. Yeah, you know, there are always.
When you take the book as a whole, you realize that she's so friggin' guilty. You know, I mean, you can just see it. But the thing is that connecting the murder scene or wherever they found the body in her house or connecting to her wasn't as clear cut. Mm-hmm. You know, so they were able to refute some of the claims of the experts and so forth. But, you know, I mean, you can tell that it's, you know... And the thing is that nobody knows how Kelly died. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. The prosecution couldn't show how she died. So, you know, when you can't show how she dies, I guess you can't really blame someone for killing her in a certain way because you don't know in what manner she died. Mm. So, but the thing is that everybody was throwing everybody under the bus. She was throwing her parents under the bus. They were throwing her under the bus, each other, you know. But ultimately... the way the prosecutor put it is that the mother, her mother, Cindy, ultimately decided to support her rather than to support Kaylee, the baby that died, because she was defending, she was trying to cover up for Casey.
I see.
In the trial, yeah.
Well, of course. I mean, you know, she lost.
I know,
that she wasn't supporting the baby. You know, she loves the baby. I'm sure she was devastated about the baby.
But if she was, then she'd want to see the killer being put behind bars. But that's
not
the thing.
Not if the killer is your daughter. And I don't know. I don't know.
Well, the way he said is she put Casey before Kaylee, and you know, and that's what happened.
I have a question though. I mean, like this case is done, but can't it, in a way, it can always be reopened if another extra piece of evidence was found that could truly prove that
Never, yeah. So it's called double jeopardy, and you can't prosecute another person for the same crime again.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. You can have appeals and stuff, but once that's done, you know, once it's done and there's a verdict and everything, no, you can't. So she's scot-free.
Oh, God.
She's in hiding now. I don't know where the hell she is, but who knows when she's going to resurface, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty wild. Okay. Yeah. Well, I was going to say, because like, I thought you could always still, in a way, be brought back if something new was found.
Yeah.
And then I would say, like, my that would be a life of terror, you know, the rest of your life, no matter what, because you're constantly worried that something is going to be found. I mean, at least if you're guilty.
Yeah.
You know you're guilty.
Yeah, but it makes sense, you know, because once you let someone go, where the hell are you going to find them anyway, you know, to retry them? So they just figure, you know, either you're guilty or you're not, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so at least according to our Constitution, you can't do that. It's double jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that. I mean, I'd be curious to, I mean, I'm sure it's not only me, but everybody out there would be curious to see what she has to say.
I would definitely tune into that.
Yeah.
To that interview.
Yeah, it was smart they didn't let her testify because she would have put her foot in her mouth. I mean, she's such a liar that it's unbelievable. I mean, she's really good at lying. You know, I mean, to the point where... She could get away not guilty, you know.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. Aren't there like, I mean, there are ways of lie detector tests.
They're not that reliable in court, I don't think. Yeah. What are you gonna do?
It is very bizarre and unusual to me, but I also think like now, for example, you know, she's free, but her life is.
Yeah, her life's over. Yeah.
I
mean, she has to hide all her life, you know, unless she goes through, cosmetic surgery and changes the way she looks.
Yeah.
Changes her identity. But what kind of life is that? You know? And, you know, all she really wanted is to.
Definitely change her name.
Yeah. You know, but I think all she really wanted is just to have a carefree life.
Mm-hmm.
The problem also in convincing the jury was because everybody that knew her, even though people testified against her, people admitted that she was a good mother, and everybody did. Everybody did. So I guess the jury kind of like had a hard time believing that she could kill her daughter.
Mm.
But, you know, how do you explain the tattoo, the Bella Vita, you know, which means beautiful life? She got that tattoo after her daughter had disappeared. She got a tattoo.
Hmm.
Beautiful life.
Okay.
While her daughter was gone. Now, I'm asking you, why would you do something like that?
That doesn't seem too suspicious to me. I mean, I could think that that's just kind of an in remembrance of her daughter, you know, a beautiful life.
No, but her daughter was missing at the time.
Oh,
they didn't
just
know.
Missing.
Yeah, she was missing. Nobody knew she was dead or anything, you know. There was a period of 31 days between when the girl disappeared and when they arrested Casey Anthony.
Well,
all that time, nobody knows what happened.
It's definitely weird, obviously. Yeah. But, you know, people, like, especially if you have something traumatic happen and some, like, if my daughter were to disappear, I don't have a daughter, but if I had one, yeah. I would think, I mean,
wouldn't you freak out right away?
Things like that cause you to do probably bizarre and crazy things. Like, I mean, I can't imagine getting a tattoo, but for some people, I mean, she just ran to get a tattoo. I don't know. It's a weird thing that she did to get a tattoo of beautiful life, but I would not use that as like, oh, you know, she killed her, you know.
Yeah, but she was also partying. I mean, that's all part of partying and shit that she was doing while her daughter was gone.
What's the other girl that was, there's Casey Anthony and then there was another one recently. What was the other one?
I don't remember.
Oh, God, never mind.
Yeah, but she got the tattoo. She knew exactly what she was doing. And the thing is that, you know, her behavior was not consistent with normal common sense behavior. Mm-hmm. I mean, anybody who loses their kid for 2 seconds freaks out,
mm-hmm.
you know, and let's say it was an accident. Still, if it's an accident, you freak out. You call 911 right away. Mm-hmm. You don't try to cover up for it, you know, and I mean, there was chloroform found in the car. There was stench of death in the car.
Oh, my gosh.
Of decomposing body. Everybody that came in touch with that car said it smelled like a dead body.
That's weird. Yeah.
But still, I mean, there was not enough evidence for the jury to feel that she was guilty.
And if they did say she was guilty, would it have been a life sentence?
They went for the death penalty, but
really?
I don't know if that would have worked. Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. So going back to Penn State, I guess they started having some hearings now about the molestations. And, mm-hmm. You know, the star witness is Mike McQueary, who is he's a former quarterback and, you know, of the school, of the football team. And I guess he was telling them that, you know, he saw a shower scene with the boy and Sandusky there. He said that Sandusky was behind him, the boy, you know, standing behind him, and he could see them moving, and there was like slapping sounds like that of skin on skin.
No way.
Yeah. And he says, I looked in the mirror and shockingly and surprisingly saw Jerry with the boy in the shower. So, yeah.
That right there says it all.
Yeah.
It does amaze me, though, how much, like, I mean, there are so many reasons for this guy to be guilty, and just all of Casey Anthony and whomever, and it's. But yet we, you know, but the littlest piece of evidence that could say that you're possibly not guilty.
Right.
That's. It's almost. I just don't understand. Like, he's guilty. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
what?
Well, we're judging him before we know. We're judging him before we know because this is based on what people say. You know, I mean, you still have to really investigate what's going on, who's telling the truth and who isn't.
That is true.
You know, I mean, you don't know. Maybe everybody's lying. I have no idea. But the thing is that I learned from previous trials that, you know, you don't want to necessarily jump to conclusions and, you know, in public opinion and judge someone because you never know. I mean, look with that French guy that, you know, that supposedly molested the hotel maid in New York a few months ago last year. You know, he was let go. They didn't have enough evidence. They found that she was not reliable, the accuser,
mm-hmm.
and they let him go. I mean, we'll never know if he was guilty or not, but at the same time, you know, we were quick to judge him, not only us, but the authorities as well. They took him to jail,
mm-hmm.
put him in custody, but, you know, and they ended up letting him go. So we can't jump to conclusions, but, you
that
know,
is
I mean,
true. That
but
is
you
very
do
true.
Have 10 people here complaining against Sandusky. I don't think he's going to get away that easily. This is going to be like a long thing, you know, but he skipped the preliminary hearing, I guess, in order to avoid having to sit in the same room with the boys that are accusing him. You know, I guess none of them are boys anymore. They're men now because this happened like, you know.
This was 10, a long time ago.
Yeah, this is like 10, 15 years ago, yeah.
Hmm. I don't get it. So even his most recent one was like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Why
yeah,
it is it just coming that. Out now? I just don't get that. So just one of the kids randomly decides, you know,
probably.
10 years
yeah,
later.
Yeah, decide to come forward and, you know, and then other people hear it and they come out. But
that's gotta suck for him, you know, because like, you know, you did that, you know, 10 years ago. You could be a totally changed man now.
Yeah.
You know, like I'd understand at the time of it happening, like, you know, hey, I did this. I'm guilty.
Yeah.
But 10 years later, after living your life and doing God only knows what, and perhaps not, you know, doing that anymore.
Right.
And now being, you know, through all this.
Well, you got to suffer the consequences. I mean, he destroyed many lives. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you
destroyed. Well, I mean, he's sexually abused.
Yeah, don't you think that can destroy a person's spirit?
I don't think so.
Really? What about rape? Do you think rape can?
It depends on the situation. I'm sure there are. Yeah, if I was walking down the street in the middle of the night and a random fat ass stranger that's poor, homeless bum
right.
starts forcing me to have sex with them, right. that would probably scar me.
Right.
It depends on the situation.
What about your friend Brittany that was here and she was molested for years while she was young?
Bethany.
Rush. I'm sorry.
I mean, it's definitely shaped who she is now, but I would not say it's destroyed her life.
Really?
She's living well. She's happy. She's, you know, doing her makeup artist thing. And,
yeah.
You know, I mean, it definitely, those situations affect you. You know, they make you who you are, and I'm sure it affects her in certain ways, of course, dating-wise and having sex with other guys. Mm-hmm. But destroying your life is a very strong thing, and I think it takes a weak, very weak person to let something destroy your life.
Mm.
I mean, I know how her story is like so insane.
Right.
But yeah, and of course, like at the time of it, yeah, it's destroyed. You know, like
yeah.
horrible. But
so I mean,
you have to
kid.
Move on. You have to continue your life. Otherwise, you're letting this other person win.
Yeah, but it's easy for us to say. You know, I mean, you're a 12-year-old boy. Your coach is like penetrating you, and you know, you're like totally vulnerable. You trust this man, and you figure, you know, if maybe it's the right thing to do, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then you realize what a terrible thing that was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. I think, especially for men, it would probably destroy their lives. And we'll see. I mean, we'll hear from the accusers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sure we're gonna find out from them what happened. I, for one, am waiting for the trial. We'll see what it's going to be like. But it might take years before that trial comes to light, you know, because...
That means, like, he's a free man during the trial.
Yeah, but on bail, you know, so... Yeah, I don't know if... I think... Is he under house arrest now? I don't think so.
How does house arrest work? I mean, does that mean, like, you can't even go get your groceries or what?
Right, yeah,
Literally, you're stuck in your house.
Yeah.
That's so weird to me.
They put like an ankle bracelet and then they know where you are and what you do. And
that's
everything.
Really, but I mean, that's just like being in prison in a way. I mean, at least you're in your home, but
yeah.
still, I mean, I would have, I'd feel so, I just feel like I, you know, I would just, I'd forget or I'd walk outside, God forbid. And
yeah. Well, maybe that thing starts beeping, you know?
I guess.
Yeah. But at the same time, yeah, I wouldn't even compare it to jail. I mean, if I had to go, I'd take house arrest any day. You know,
oh,
I mean,
of course.
You're in your house, you have your TV, you can see people, you know.
I'm sure they limit what you can do there, like, especially internet.
Mm.
Can you work from your home?
It depends the nature of the crime, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. But, yeah, I don't know if you can work because you wouldn't be working in prison, at least not earning any money.
Right.
So.
That's true.
I don't know, but I guess, the many states having problems with overcrowded prisons and they let people go sooner,
mm-hmm.
you know. They're saying that Michael Jackson's doctor will probably be out in a year and a half or something instead of his 4 years.
That's still decent time. Yeah.
I don't know. Not if I was Michael's family.
I know.
I'd want to see him sit
but he
there
won't
and rot.
Ever be able to practice again.
No.
So that sucks.
Yeah.
I wonder what he'll do after. You have to think, like, I would love to know what these people, you know, we always hear about the, you know, what they did and then, you know, the whole trial and error
right.
process, but We never really hear much about them after.
Right.
You know, once yeah. they're in prison, like when they come out, like what are they doing now? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
That's the interesting part that I'm interested in, right?
Yeah. Well,
curious.
Many of them just go back to their crime committing, I guess.
Oof.
I don't know. That sucks.
Bum, ba-da-bum, bum, bum.
So New Year's Eve is coming soon. Are you making any resolutions? Do you believe in those things?
You know,
you believe they work?
Not heavy duty. No. I'm not like a heavy duty resolution person. Mm-hmm. I don't even think I had one last year. I just do good things, you know? Mm-hmm. Do good and good will happen to you.
Yeah.
So
you don't have any vices that you want to quit or anything like that?
No,
you're
not.
You're pretty healthy,
yeah.
pretty healthy, adjusted.
Stop stressing myself out. How about that, you know? Relax a little. That's my New Year's resolution.
So what do you stress yourself out with?
Absolutely nothing.
Really?
It's a waste of time. Stress is a waste of time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just...
What are you, like, in a hurry all the time? You feel
no,
under
I just,
pressure
I commit
to
too many things, and I try to please too many people, and I'm right. So I'm constant. I'm busy, but to the point of, like, it stresses you out.
Yeah, it does. It does. Mm-hmm. You have to look out for number one first.
Moi. Yep, it's true.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm not into resolutions either, you know. I mean, I think I really should do something about my cigarette smoking. But
you smoke? I would
yeah,
never
you didn't
even
know
known.
That? Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I smoke. And,
wow.
And I need to kick that, you know.
How many cigarettes a day are we?
A pack.
We're talking. A pack, really?
A pack. That's 20 cigarettes a day. It's a lot of freaking cigarettes, man.
That's crazy. I've never seen
it really
you smoke.
Is.
So,
no, because
and you, don't
you
smell
never
like
see
cigarettes.
Me after. No.
Not
no.
that I'm like sniffing you up
no,
close.
Cause, yeah, because I always smoke when I'm outside, outdoors. And yeah. But, yeah.
That's
plus,
a tough
I mean,
one to kill. But you know what? Yeah. I've got an 85-year-old great aunt out here. Mm-hmm. She smokes a pack a day, and she's still doing well.
Really?
Yeah, so who says, you know? Who says it's really that bad?
It is. It is. I mean, you can feel it. It messes up with your body. You
really?
Know? Yeah. Yeah. It really does, you know. I mean, it's harder to breathe, you know, if... You can't really exercise because you run out of breath. So, you know, but once I quit for good. You know, I mean, I've quit a couple times in my life for years.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, wow.
I was fine with that. Yeah. I mean, for me, the best thing to do is to, when I quit, is to join a gym and start working out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think once you view yourself as an athletic person, a healthy person, then you don't want anything to do with cigarettes.
Yeah.
You know? Plus, you know, you're feeling better physically. That smoking is just not fun anymore.
Yeah. I mean, well, how long have you been smoking now again?
Again?
Yeah, because you said like at one point you had stopped. And
probably
then...
like, you know, 15 years.
Oh, wow.
No, actually, no. Smoking again, maybe 7 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm so curious, though, because it's like, I mean, you guys, I've never really smoked. I mean, I think I've smoked a cigarette once or twice, and it was for a film or something, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't understand, but like it... Your body just craves it, or is it like a...
You enjoy
it.
Yeah, it's all these things. I don't know. It's enjoyable.
Like, I enjoy liquor, for example, but, you know, I don't... I can go a
week without it. But it does give you a buzz, and it affects you, so you can see the benefit from it. But, yeah, from a cigarette, you don't see any benefit. But people enjoy it, you know? I mean, I enjoy it. I'm sure many times I smoke a cigarette because of the nicotine, because of the addiction, but... For the most part, I enjoy smoking, you know, so, but it's so, like, uncommon anymore, you know, I mean, it's like 1 out of 5 or 6 people smokes.
At least.
Which still seems like a lot to me. When you look around, barely anybody smokes anymore, you know.
Really?
So, yeah. I don't see that many people smoke. Almost all the people that I know don't smoke.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I know tons of smokers, but I don't know if they're necessarily like smokers every day or just like kind of a social smoker once in a blue moon.
Yeah.
But almost everyone I know smokes.
Really?
Yeah, wow. Except me. I've never had the desire. I just, So why start? It's an expensive habit. That's
it is, too. And
I can't afford to be a smoker.
And it's dangerous. You know, I mean, it's a preventable cause of death. And I have to admit to that, you know. And, you know, as I get older, too, you know, I mean, your body just, you know, you want to stay healthy. You want to be able to stay in shape, you know. And this stuff just fucks you up completely, I believe.
It does.
So,
kids, don't smoke. It's not cool.
No, it's definitely. But I was reading that smoking and drinking is down among teenagers.
That's
but
good.
Marijuana is up, and also we were talking about the synthetic marijuana the other day that kids are smoking also, and I guess there's a lot of injuries and shit from that.
Huh? But are we so disappointed that we? I mean, I guess pot. Yeah, I don't think like health-wise it has the same bad effects that cigarettes would.
That's what people say, you know, because...
But it does make you stupid. I mean, it does dumb you down.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it does. You know, it depends how long you've been smoking and everything. But at the same time, I don't think that it's a... like health-wise, I don't think it's safer than cigarettes, you know?
Really?
Because of the way you smoke it. I mean, you inhale and you hold the smoke in there. And even though it doesn't have all the poisons that tobacco has, I still think it's pretty bad for your lungs.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I think. So, you know, what can I tell you? But as far as resolutions and stuff, yeah, I don't know. There's nothing really that I need to change about myself.
I know. I need to think about it. I don't know either. I mean, I normally don't really put it this way. I never have any, like, heavy-duty resolutions.
Right.
You know, anyone that does that, they're just setting themselves up for disaster.
Yeah, that's
Everyone's
true.
Everyone's always like, I'm going to lose weight.
Yeah,
good
it's
luck.
Always with the weight loss.
You'll lose weight the first month, then you'll forget about, you know, this New Year's resolution.
Yeah, then it'll come back up, yeah.
I mean, who do you ever hear, you know, in October who said, oh, yeah, I'm, like, still working on my New Year's, you know, no one talks about their New Year's resolution besides New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. It's like you never hear about it.
Yeah.
After January, it's like, eh.
I know. You might as well, if you commit to something, you can do it any day. It doesn't have to be New Year's Eve.
Yes. Amen.
New Year's, yeah.
I want to think, though, what I could do to better myself. That's like, you know.
Yeah.
I'm always trying to do more, if you haven't noticed.
I have noticed. I think a lot of people have.
So,
I don't know what you're running away from. But
what do you mean?
I don't know.
Oh,
you need some time alone. Yeah, you need some time alone to just relax. Do you?
Oh, I do.
You relax and stuff?
Oh, yeah. I mean, for the next 2 weeks in Maryland, I'll be, for the most part, well, not alone, but with family and friends.
Right.
It's not like I'll be... But, like, you know, the last 2 weeks probably also have been kind of hectic because I'm trying to see as many people as I can before I leave.
Right, yeah.
Because most of them I won't... Like, I'll be back here for, like, 4 days in January before I leave.
Right.
And I'm not going to be trying to see people. You know, I'm going to be focused more on packing for 3 months because how the hell do you do that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You'll have to do a lot of laundry there, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's going to be a nightmare.
Yeah. So, I think I asked you this, but I don't remember the answer. Are they keeping you in a hotel or an apartment or something?
Right. At first, I was told it was an apartment, but now I believe it's a hotel.
Really?
So, I mean, honestly...
Can you imagine living in a hotel for 3 months? Wow.
Well, a nice hotel that, you know, looks like an apartment, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, for me, it doesn't really make a difference. I lived in New York City for 5 years.
Yeah.
It was a closet. I literally lived in a closet for 5 years.
Wow.
So. It's fine.
I don't know how people could do that.
Hotel, apartment, whatever. I probably won't be in it very often. It's true.
Okay, well, you know, I mean, that's just the way it is. Did you hear that Christian Bale is in China and he was punched in the face by, you know, he wanted to visit this Chinese activist. And there were guards there, and they started beating up Christian Bale, you know? They didn't want him to see that guy.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's a guy that's, like, under house arrest in China. And, you know, he was in prison for being anti-government and all that stuff.
Okay.
So Christian Bale, you know, I guess decided to go there. I don't know what it is with all these celebrities having to meet all these Dalai Lamas and whatever the fuck, you know.
Who knows?
But I guess he had to.
Well, they always want to learn. I think that's what it is with me, too. You just always want to learn new things and meet new walks of earth.
I guess.
Crazy peoples.
Yeah.
So he got beat up.
Yeah.
They couldn't just tell him no, go. They had to beat him up.
Yeah, they gave him a few punches.
They probably didn't know who he was. Not that it matters, you know.
Yeah. I guess they didn't like his camera, tried to drag him away, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, he's one of my... I mean, he's a phenomenal actor. He's got to be one of my favorites, yeah.
Mm.
Very good. I mean, did you see... what was it? What was the movie last year? It was the big one.
Batman?
No. That was like 2 or 3 years ago, at least. No, the one where he's boxing and...
That boxer movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was called.
Oh, my God. He won an Oscar. Let me look it up real quick.
The Fighter, maybe?
The Fighter, yeah.
Is it The Fighter?
Yeah, The Fighter.
Okay.
Yeah, he won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor. I mean, he's just phenomenal. That movie was great.
Wow.
American Psycho. That was a good one, too.
Yeah.
He's just a good actor.
I guess, yeah. He is. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is, he's British, right? But he has to do American accent most of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is he British or Australian? I don't know. I think he's from England, though.
That's a good question. Let's find out. I'm on his IMD, or at least I was.
Okay, well, we are out of time, so we might as well let that go.
Oh, well.
All right, Steph, this is it.
It is. This teardrop, is it. Teardrop.
Yes. I'm going to miss you.
No one called in to say bye. Admit. Fuck you.
I know. Fuck you all,
just
man.
Just teasing.
Thanks, everybody, for listening to us all these months. And I know people have enjoyed it. People are writing me saying, you know, we're going to miss Stephanie and everything.
Aww.
So, yeah.
I'm going to miss all of you, too. I'm going to miss LA Talk Radio. I'm going to miss Sam. It's been a pleasure,
okay,
honestly.
Okay, well, awesome. And you can call in sometimes if you want.
Oh, I
you
will.
Know, you're always welcome to come back as a guest and be with us and have fun. But honestly, I wish you all the best. You
Thank
know,
you.
I know you're going to do very well. And I hope this is going to be like a stepping stone for you to bigger and even better things.
Yeah,
you know?
We'll see. Hope
you
so.
Never know. I mean, I think you have all the ingredients, you know, to make it. So.
Thank you,
just,
so much.
Yeah, just stick with it and you'll do just fine.
Yes, thank you.
All right, Stephanie, au revoir to you.
Yes.
And thank you, everybody, for listening.
Bye, everyone.
We're going to take a break for the holidays, and I'll be back right after the holidays with a new show. So thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you soon. Have happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
You have been listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, only right here on LA Talk Radio. If you have a question for one of our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about starting your very own talk radio show, please direct all correspondence to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Steph in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.